2. 요지, 주장 대표 기출
War is inconceivable without some image or concept of the enemy. It is the presence of the enemy that gives meaning and justification to war. War follows from feelings of hatred, wrote Carl Schmitt. War has its own strategic, tactical, and other rules and points of view, but they all presuppose that the political decision has already been made as to who the enemy is. The concept of the enemy is fundamental to the moral assessment of war. The basic aim of a nation at war in establishing an image of the enemy is to distinguish, as sharply as possible, the act of killing from the act of murder. However, we need to be cautious about thinking of war and the image of the enemy that informs it in an abstract and uniform way. Rather, both must be seen for the cultural and contingent phenomena that they are.
기출 변형 도전
An ant turns right, left, and moves ahead over a sandy hill. How can we explain the complexity of the path it chose? We can imagine the ant's brain as a sophisticated program, but that's not the case at all. What we have overlooked is the ant's environment. The ant may be following a simple rule: get out of the sun and back to the nest. Complex behaviors does not imply complex mental strategies. The same holds for humans. The apparent complexity of a man's behavior over time is largely a reflection of the complexity of the environment in which he finds himself. People adapt to their environments much as gelatin does. If you wish to know what form it will have when it solidifies, study the shape of the mold that holds the gelatin. To understand behavior, one has to look at both the mind and the environment.
실전 독해 연습
Criticism is a verbal slap, and there is an immediate impulse to strike back. Throwing all caution and common sense to the wind, the injured party allows emotions to dictate the course of action with disastrous consequences. The retaliation for a slap is always a more severe blow, and the retaliation for a simple verbal slap is usually a series of verbal blows which leave psychic wounds and scars that are difficult to heal. I have never known an instance, both personal and among people with whom I have dealt, where we did not, upon calmer reflection, regret the words spoken in emotional heat. When criticized, the best advice is to stall for time and allow reason to reassert itself. Counting to 10 is an old adage that is still true. As reason and common sense reassert themselves, you may decide not to answer the critic, and even if you do, your words will be less damaging and more in keeping with the lightness and superficiality of the criticism.